Thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Tuesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on this hot summer day in August as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening at this time or any time around the clock, around the globe, as we pray for this nation. And today is going to be a prophetic day. There's a lot of people that's been asking me about the Shmipka, and Jonathan Kahn is going to be on today, not in person, but I am going to play his latest prophetic word concerning September. September is going to be a very important month on the biblical calendar and possibly on the American or world calendar. So we'll see what happens. I have some things I want to share to you prophetically. So we got to get started here. I'll be playing the word from Jonathan Kahn, and we're going to have some prophetic things that's going to be happening today. And so we are going to get started. Father, we just pray the will of God be done here on this Tuesday on BPN Radio. Here's Martin Smith. The Prophet's Song.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayer. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. Call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life to the world. We'll hunger and thirst for Your word, for here we will meet You, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ. We long to see heaven open. I see Your glory come down.
I see Your glory come down.
We long to hear words eternal, forever changing our hearts. If You'd come, we'd love to hear the voice of God. Oh, will You come? We long to hear Your voice, oh God. Speak to us, Lord. Yeah. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. The giver of life to the world. Oh, yeah. We'll hunger and thirst for Your word, for here we will meet You, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Thank you. you'd come. We'd love to hear the voice of God. Oh, when you come, we long to hear your voice, oh God.
Okay, there you have Martin Smith and Delirious, the prophet song here on BPN Radio on this Tuesday. And this is a prophetic session, a prophetic service. So we pray for revival in America and the spiritual awakening. And we believe in the power of prayer. And we're going to pray right now before we play the latest prophetic word from Jonathan Kahn, because people are asking me about the Shemitah, and I have some prophetic words that I want to share today also. But before I do, we just want to have prayer right now, because this is a prayer broadcast. Father, we pray for America as Todd Mooring plays the background music, America, America. We ask, O God, that you shed your grace upon our nation. We are a nation in trouble. We are a nation in jeopardy. And with the stock market falling and things happening all around us, Lord God, we ask for your help. Would you come and would you help us now? Send revival to America, another spiritual awakening. Send revival to 1,000 cities, we pray, O God. We pray that you would give us 1,000 prayer leaders who would pray in their city. Give us 1,000 cities, 1,000 points of light, people that are praying in 1,000 cities in America, asking God to help us, because we do need his help now. Lord, we need your help now in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Just before I play the latest prophetic word from Jonathan Kahn, the author of The Harbinger, I want to pray for Pastor Brandon Bilbo. And Brandon, I've known for a long time, and I'm going to be ministering at the church that he leads in Houma, Louisiana, this Saturday night, by the way, which is the 10th anniversary of the incredible Hurricane Katrina, and that wiped out so many lives and so much property damage. And I didn't know it was the 10th anniversary when I scheduled it, but God, he's got everything lined out. And so this Saturday night I'll be there on the 10th anniversary of the hurricane in Houma, which is a suburb of New Orleans. And I'll also be ministering in Gonzales on Sunday morning, as well as Metairie there in New Orleans, to three services this weekend in New Orleans. But right now I want to pray for Pastor Brandon Bilbo, who's been in the hospital for several days, and he's running a high fever. They cannot find the cause of his sickness. And let's just pray right now that there will be a remedy. Father, we pray for Pastor Brandon Bilbo, where Gene and I will be ministering this Saturday night in Houma, Louisiana, suburb of New Orleans, as we are there for the 10th anniversary of the Hurricane Katrina. I just pray it'll be an awesome time, and I pray that you would heal our longtime friend, Brandon Bilbo. In Jesus' name, we just command the fever to leave his body. We command all infection to go. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is Jehovah Rapha, who is our healer. And we also pray for Queenie Stevens, who's in a real battle for her life and the future of Cornerstone Ministries in Bangalore, India. We just pray the hedge of protection around Queenie, one of our spiritual daughters. Father God, and we ask for your help. We ask for divine protection for the orphanage there and all of the ministries there, Cornerstone Ministries in Bangalore, India. We ask for your help in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I pray for Michael W. Smith, my friend, longtime friend Michael W. Smith, who is going to be ministering in Tokyo. He and Franklin Graham were in Oklahoma City ministering this past weekend, and we just pray for his trip there. We also pray for the movie that Michael W. Smith is co-starring in that will come out on September the 11th, called 90 Minutes in Heaven, 90 Minutes in Heaven, based on a true story. And that week we'll also have Michael W. Smith here on BPN Radio talking about the movie, his trip to Tokyo. So, Father, we pray for Michael W. Smith and his team as they journey to Tokyo, Japan, to minister. Watch over them. Keep them safe. We pray for a fruitful time of ministry there. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, it's a prophetic session, and a lot of people are talking about the Shmipka that is coming up next month, and I just want to let Jonathan Kahn share his latest message on that, and then we'll be back to pray.
This is Jonathan Kahn, the author of The Harbinger and the Mystery of the Shemitah, and we have been deluged with people calling and emailing across the country and the world saying, what's happening? We want to know. And so I thought it best to do this on the web, and this is the second version because the first had some technical issues, so we had to redo it. So I'm going to take this as an opportunity to share more, expound a bit more with more detail. First of all, I believe a great shaking is coming. I've shared that for years. I believe a great shaking is coming to America and the world, and that this shaking will involve the financial realm, the economic realm, collapse, and even more than those realms, a shaking even that could be much greater than that. We have watched the apostasy of America continue. It has continued and is accelerating. The harbingers have not stopped. They have continued to manifest, which are indications of a nation progressing to judgment. The tower, in a sense, the last harbinger to be finished, is being completed this year in the time of the Shemitah. The relations between America and Israel are at its worst. This is a dangerous sign for America. America is now pressing for a deal that Israel says will put Israel in danger. That is also ominous. So all these things, this, the harbingers, the apostasy, the Shemitah, all these things are converging now. We need to take warning. How does judgment come? It can come in many forms. It can come in the form of, as we said, collapse economically, financially, the nation's blessings, sustenance being removed. It can also come in the form of natural disaster, earthquakes, famine, other things, many ways in the natural realm. It can also come in the form of man-made disaster, as in terrorism, war, as in 9/11, and many other ways. But I am between two things because I am warning of shaking, a great shaking to come. I'm sounding that alarm. At the same time, I want to be cautious to not let all this be focused on dates for a reason. I have given these cautions from the beginning, from when I first started talking about the Shemitah or these things to come. And I will do it again. First caution is God doesn't have to do anything. He is sovereign. He doesn't have to work according to our schedule or understanding or even how he has worked before. He is beyond our understanding. Nothing has to happen in September or the autumn. It could be very uneventful. And if nothing happens, well, then what will we do? We will praise God. We will be bold for the Lord. We will spread the gospel. We will stand as witnesses. That's what we will do. And if something happens, what will we do? We will praise God. We will be bold. We will stand for God, and we will glorify his name. The other caution is that it can happen according to this time. As far as the timing of the shaking that I believe is coming, it doesn't have to, but it can happen according to these dates. That's why I put in dates that I think it's in the book. I believe it's important that we be aware of the signs of the times. It could happen at that time. Either way, but I believe whether it happens then or beyond, I believe a great shaking is coming, and that it is wise that we be aware and we be prepared. In the book, the last seven Shemitahs, there has been a collapse of one form or another, financially, economically, the bond market, the stock market, in every single one. And now we are approaching the end of this present Shemitah. And the pattern is that if something is going to happen, it tends to happen and be most dramatic at the climax or the end. This period of time that heads to Elul 29, in the last two Shemitahs, on Elul 29, September 2001 and September 2008, on the exact day of remission came the greatest stock market crashes in history, on the exact day appointed for the remission of the financial realm. Now we're coming to this again. Again, does it have to happen at that time? No, but we are to be aware. It will actually fall on September 13th, which is a Sunday, and the stock market's not even open, except around the world. That can also point to a shaking that's greater if it is to manifest then, or around that time. The last day that the stock market is open around that time or going into Elul 29 is 9/11, the anniversary, the 14th anniversary of September 11th. But then you have the period of the days of awe, very crucial. These times on the biblical calendar are linked to judgment. And so we have this whole period of Elul to Tishri, the month of Tishri, in the past has manifested the wipeout that happened around Elul 29. So you have the 10 days of awe, you have this period of Tishri. Then you have Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, which actually, according to the mystery, one of the mysteries in the book, The Mystery of the Shemitah, it's called The Mystery of the Seventh Shemitah, concerns the Jubilee cycle. And the last two cycles of this is a 49-50-year cycle, the last two times has meant war in the Middle East, war concerning the land of Israel at the end, and a end-time prophetic restoration happening each time. And now we are approaching the next. The next begins September 2015 on Yom Kippur, September 23rd, and lasts until September 2016. Does something have to happen according to that cycle? No, but the last two it has. Be aware. Then you have Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. You have the finishing of the blood moon period. You have the Shemitah's wake, the wake of the Shemitah, which are the next few months. And you have, again, that whole year of September 2015 to 2016. It's enough to take notice and be ready. I believe we should be, regardless of whether this is now. If you knew nothing else but what's happening to America concerning its apostasy from God, that's enough to take warning and to be in prayer. Should we be prepared physically? Is that a good idea? You have to be led by the Lord, but I believe it's generally a wise idea. Even if nothing was happening, it's a wise idea to have a store of essentials that if things broke down, you'd be okay. And that means food, that means water, that means other essentials to last. Are we survivalists? No, we are revivalists. We are not here to survive. We are here to be part of God's revival, his restoration. And we are here not to prepare simply thinking about ourselves, but to bless others. Worst case scenario, there's no worst case scenario, and you can eat your investment. You can use what is essential, but it's wise anyway. What about financial things? We've been asked about this from all around. Financially, we're not financial advisors. I can only speak for myself and say that I would not personally feel secure having investments linked to the well-being of the stock market or the rise of the stock market. And many funds and pensions are that people don't realize. I believe we need to be safe in these things, or thinking of safety regarding financial things. I believe it may be wise also to consider having cash at home. If systems break down for a time, that is a safeguard. Now, the most important preparation I'm going to get to. Before I get to that, I have to mention something I believe of great significance. This summer, America crossed the line. What happened not long ago, when the Supreme Court struck down the biblical definition of marriage, this was a tectonic event, a seismic change with ramifications not just about marriage, but about the future of the culture, of society, of religious freedom, of persecution, and I believe judgment. There is a principle in the Bible that before judgment comes, there is often an act of desecration. The prophet Ezekiel was taken to the temple and shown a vision of the temple being desecrated, the holy place being desecrated with idolatry. And then he sees a vision of the judgment of Jerusalem, the judgment of the Temple Mount, the judgment of Israel. So in Babylon, there is a festival, a party, a celebration to the gods. And the king of Babylon orders that the holy sacred vessels of the Temple of Jerusalem be brought into the celebration, the sacred cups. And there they use the sacred cups of God to drink and to drink to the gods. Now that is an act of desecration. Desecration is to take what is used for God, what is made for God, consecrated for God, and use it against its purposes, against God. That's what they did to the cups. And once that act of desecration is done, the sign comes, a hand appears, and a hand writing on the wall in Aramaic, the handwriting on the wall that proclaims now there will be judgment, and judgment comes that night to Babylon. The act of desecration and then coming judgment. Marriage is a vessel of God. It was made by God for God. It is like a cup, a sacred cup. You cannot take the vessel of God and use it against its purpose and against God without desecration. That was an act of desecration for America to strike down marriage. And so another convergence here. This happened just as the Shemitah is coming towards its end. There is a warning. You know, every single judge, Supreme Court justice who was against this decision, every single one of them issued a warning, which was in effect that if you hold to God's order on marriage, in effect, basically a believer in the Bible, there will be persecution coming. We are watching that begin to happen. The Bible says those who called darkness light will call the light darkness. The grays are disappearing. It is fading to black and white. The middle ground is fading away. And those who try to stay in the middle and those who try to dance in the middle will find it harder and harder. You cannot dwell there. The time for gray is disappearing. If the darkness is removing the gray to become utterly dark, then it's time for the lights to remove the gray in our lives, in your life, in my life, to become totally light. The time for gray, wavering, living both ways, compromising, not sharing, not living consistently to your faith is over. The day after the Supreme Court heard that case, I was on Capitol Hill, the Lord opened the door, and I shared a word to leaders and members of Congress. That was led to share from Elijah when he said to Israel, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, serve him. If Baal is God, serve him. But choose you this day whom you will serve." And the same dynamics that will lead the dark to get darker are the same dynamics that will lead those who stand for God without compromise to go from light to blazing light, from good to great. We are watching the faith go, and the Supreme Court decision was a milestone in the faith going from a cultural phenomenon or a cultural faith to a countercultural faith, from a status quo faith to a revolutionary faith, which it really always is, but now it's going to be manifest. There is good in this. And the good is that when we look back at the book of Acts, and we say, listen, we wish we could live in the book of Acts. Well, we're going to. Because that's what you had in the book of Acts. You had an anti-Christian world culture, and you had a revolutionary phenomenon, a countercultural phenomenon with the people of God. This is going to force us to either go totally dark or totally light. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Therefore, how do we prepare? Ground yourself all the more on the Word of God. All the more, get all the more plugged into the presence of God in prayer, in supplication, in worship, every day, in your secret place. Get plugged in emotionally, plugged in intellectually. Let all things be ruled by the Word of God and the presence of God. Decide that no matter what happens, no matter what the majority does, no matter what the cost, no matter what the price, you will follow Jesus. You will follow the Lord. You have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. God will anoint those who do not compromise. If you want biblical times, you've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day. If there's anything in your life that has no place in the life of a saint of God, the time is now, not later, to get it out. Whatever is not in your life that God has called for your life, he's calling you, that's not there, the time is now to get it in. Whatever it is, don't say tomorrow, the time is late. I am making this recording on Elul 1. Elul is significant because this is the time in the Hebrew year given for preparing for the time of Tishri, which is the high holy days, the days of the trumpets, the days of Yom Kippur, the days of judgment. And so the time of Elul is given for prayer and repentance and getting right with God and getting right with man and drawing near to God in prayer. The shofars are sounded and prayers are said. Well, I was just led not planning this for today, but it just turned out, Elul 1, it begins. It's a 40-day period, actually, from Elul 1 all the way to trumpets. Actually, Elul 29 means that's 29 days away. And then trumpets, and then Yom Kippur in the days of awe. So I am led to call now for those watching, which I didn't do in the first version of this, calling for prayer, for repentance, in this 40-day period to commit this time for seeking God in your life, seeking God individually, seeking God as a church, seeking God as a Bible study, seeking God as a movement, but devoting this time to be in prayer every day, in special prayer of repentance, to get right, to get out of your life anything that has to be out, get in what has to be in, to get right with God. The priests of God had to first get things right and cleansed, and then they could intercede for the nation. Well, I believe that is also for now. And that to do whatever you have to do, seek, go to that higher ground, break through. Let this be a time of great victory in your life in seeking God to get to that higher ground in God. Because God will bless. The word here is, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. Well, take that now, as this is our time, to be ready, no matter what comes in September, autumn, or not. The fact is, America is in danger. America is progressing on a dangerous course here away from God. And we are in critical times. We're at a crossroads in every way for the society, the culture, the civilization, the church, to be praying for this time. And that we will declare and we will make up our minds. We will not bow down to Baal. We will not compromise. We will not give in to political correctness. No matter what, we will not turn away from God, no matter what any power on earth says. We will follow the Lord and his ways only. The Bible says the eyes of God are on the entire earth, going through, looking for the one whose heart is completely his. You be that one. You be that people. You be that congregation. You be that ministry. You be that person. And God will lift you up. God will anoint you mightily. For thus says the Lord, Kumi ori kiva orech, arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples, but the Lord will rise upon you, and nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. God bless you. Shalom.
Back to you. We're on our knees.
We're on our knees again, Lord. We're on our knees again, crying out for revival in America. Another spiritual awakening. Father, we agree with Matt Redman. We're on our knees again. Can a nation be changed? Can a nation be saved? We do believe it can. As we pray and seek your face and call upon your name, O Lord, because we need you and we need you now. In Jesus' name, come and heal our land, Lord.
Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, Lord, as we forgive those who sin against us. Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Because we say, yours and yours alone is the kingdom, is the power, is the glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever. Oh, forever and ever. Forever. Amen.
Well, there you have my longtime friend Roger Ellis, along with Delirious. Martin Smith, Delirious, saying the Lord's Prayer. Wow. Momentous time in America, momentous days, and we're declaring what we are seeing and hearing, and I appreciate the opportunity to play the latest Jonathan Kahn prophetic word and concerning the Shemitah, which is coming up soon in just a few days. People are asking me about that. And I want to remind you, you're listening to BPN Radio. BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station out of Austin, Texas. At this time, anytime, we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, and this broadcast being produced by Michael Sean Bourne. And it's being supported by those, our loyal listeners, who can go anytime to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down to the donate button. Click on the donate button if you want to make a contribution to this network, Breakout Prayer Network. And, you know, in prayer today, I heard the Holy Spirit say these words to me, and I want to share these words because I believe they are very, very important. I'm also going to share some prophetic words that I've given over the past several years. And I've been a prophetic voice in this nation since 1985. But in prayer today, I heard the Holy Spirit say these words. Christians are being mesmerized as they listen to hours on end of presidential talk. Many responding to a man who boasts that he will save America. The same man who proclaims he's never asked God for forgiveness. One who announces that he will send millions of Spanish-speaking people back across the border. I heard the Holy Spirit saying that he is giving a warning that unless we as a nation repent and turn back to Jehovah God, there will be no election in 2016. The Obamas will continue to be living in the White House in 2017, and we will be under a different form of government with thousands of churches turning over their keys to in response to a new world order. As Christians, we must know the times in which we're living and redeem the time, for it's very late in America. D.C. has been taken. The battle is now on for each city in this nation. The work of the prophet is not to give individual prophetic words, although they do most of the time. But the primary work of the prophet is to give what he or she sees coming to a city, to a church, to a nation. And I just want to give some prophetic words that I gave way back in 2012, 2013. And because I believe that these prophetic words that I give sometimes are now words, sometimes are confirming words, sometimes are new words, sometimes are future words. On March the 23rd, 2013, I heard the Holy Spirit saying that God is providing unique opportunities for His children to get out of debt. On May the 1st, 2013, I heard the Holy Spirit saying that a plan has been set in motion for the destruction of Christians in this nation. The persecution has begun unless the church repents for the sins of our land, including greed, idolatry, witchcraft, drunkenness, abortion, adultery, fornication, and homosexuality. We will perish. If we remain silent, we will all perish. I heard the Holy Spirit say on August the 7th, 2013, that we are a nation that is self-destructing. The result of Christian leaders in this country who refuse to warn and correct their constituents of their sins and the consequences of their godless ways. Silent pulpits have given way to Christians who have rose up to play, tending to their own passions, desires, and lust, while the enemy builds its fortresses in their own backyards, and they did not know until the flood came and took them all away. Here's a prophetic word I gave on October the 10th, October the 31st, 2013. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that the spirit of Jezebel has invaded the church, accompanied by the spirit of witchcraft, rebellion, control, manipulation, making room for division, disorder, and removal of many pastors from their places. Prayerlessness in the church has made room for a lukewarm church, which is in motion as a result of deception, refusal to repent, motivational speakers replacing preachers of righteousness, the denial of the power of the Holy Spirit, resulting in the strange fire movement, alcoholism, addictions, acceptance of moral acts outside the confines of marriage between one man and one woman, the decline of church attendance, and soul-winning efforts. Here's what I heard the Holy Spirit saying, or saw the Holy Spirit saying on the 10th of January, 2012. I see our president gaining great favor this year, not only in this nation, but other nations as well, because of his ability to negotiate peace treaties with other countries. These accords will appear to be astounding, will expand his influence far beyond the American borders. He will receive great notoriety as a peacemaker, even though many of these negotiations will be temporary. Many churches will support him in his bid for re-election because of strong overtones of a newfound faith. That was 2012. In January 2012, I said, I see America being lulled into a false sense of security this year. In June of 2012, I said, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that we're hearing so much news and information that we have become tone deaf. Like the train near our home, we can't hear anymore. On that same day of 2012, I said, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I prophesied. These are all prophetic words. And of course, when we prophesy, we only know in part, prophesy in part. But I said, I hear the Holy Spirit saying the church has come to a fork in the road. One road is a road of convenience. The other is a risky road. The latter, a road that might cost you your summer plans, a road where your rhythm will be disrupted. In June of 2012, I prophesied, I see three spirits rising against the church in America. One is the spirit of perversion, homosexuality, wrapping itself in a religious spirit, coming to the church full force, with a mob mentality, bold and openly demanding its rights and calling for major entrances and equality. I prophesied, I see another spirit rising that will enter with great deception, the spirit of Islam. It will come in with apparent meekness, but once in, will demand its own way because of new national influence. Once in, will set about to destroy all Christian influence in this nation. Both of these spirits will be given power and authority by a system already set in place. The spirit that empowers the first two will enact laws that will consume and devour independent churches that have no covering and are not aligned with an organization or a major group of churches. Those who remain alone will suffer great wrath at the hands of a treacherous government who will seek to dismantle and dismember every church who stands against the evil spirits that are coming against the church, accompanied by Jezebel voices who will stand against the truth of the Holy Scriptures and will follow a new version that will be an inordinate version. Here's what I prophesied in July of 2012. I see a banner rising over the people of Jehovah God, a prophetic indicator of His goodness and His unmerited favor. This double blessing season will prepare His sons and daughters a short window of opportunity to prepare for the coming crises in this land. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that we must not squander this opportunity. The same month in 2012, I said, I see violence erupting in the streets and schools of our nation. Demonstrations and sit-ins will disrupt the rhythm and flow of our nation. I prophesied the same month in 2012, I see billions of dollars being invested into the American economy from other Muslim nations of the world, as well as other countries from the East, providing an unusual time of prosperity in America. This is in July 2012. It will appear that the economic downturn is over, but this season of prosperity will be short-lived. The Lord is giving this time of prosperity for His people to set their houses in order, for leaders to set the house of God in order. Of the same month in 2012, I said, I see America coming into an unholy alignment with some other nations. The same month of 2012, I prophesied the voice of the accuser. The accuser is here. I see false accusations and trumped up charges being brought against pastors and well-known Christian leaders in an attempt to minimize their effectiveness. I see major persecution coming against Christians in America, particularly from liberal church organizations. I prophesied in September the 4th, 2012. I said, I see Barack Obama in the White House in 2013. I heard the Holy Spirit saying the same month, the next month of 2012, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He will do nothing unless His people pray, and then He will do nothing without the youth. No one will be excluded, but the youth must be included. Intercede for our youth. Keep your eyes upon the youth of the nations. I will do a work among your sons and daughters that will cause the nations to tremble. I prophesied on October the 24th, 2012, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, a shaking is coming to churches in America. Many pastors will be shaken right out of their churches because of rebellion, trials, and difficulties. Others will be shaken into a new realm of anointing and will rise up to lead their congregation into radical moves of the Holy Spirit with salvations, miracles, signs, and wonders, with America experiencing another spiritual awakening. No one will be able to remain neutral. And that's what we were hearing Jonathan Kahn prophesying just a few minutes ago. I see a great awakening coming to the church, awakening out of slumber and sleep this year, coming out of the closet, boldly proclaiming they will no longer remain silent. This will release a new dimension of spiritual warfare, which will result in thousands turning to Christ. I see many who have abandoned the church returning with a new zeal for his house. I see young people standing up to boldly proclaim their faith with loud preaching and demonstrations following. Speaking in tongues will become the main attraction on many college and university campuses, as well as high school campuses. I see this phenomenon spreading rapidly because of the social networks that are in place. I see Islam expanding in America as well as the whole earth. I see the Muslim population rapidly rising in America, with Islam being announced as the new national religion, fueled by widespread teachings and endorsements from Hollywood, gaining a fast track to citizenship, being appointed to influential places in government, and giving special funds to start businesses. I see mosques springing up rapidly in this land, with Islam being introduced to many schools and colleges, preparing the way for Sharia law. And those are prophetic words from 2012. Let me give a couple of other prophetic words from 2012. I said, I see an army of young people rising out of obscurity, bold, committed, and expressing a call to righteousness. I see thousands of young people gathering into stadiums, worshiping and lifting up the name of Jesus. I see revival coming to our prison system, men calling on the name of the Lord, with inmates and guards praying together, the sound of weeping and wailing being heard, even in the night seasons. So thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. Thank you for listening today. And Jonathan Kahn has been giving prophetic words. I've been rehearsing prophetic words that I gave from 2012, 2013, and also a word the Holy Spirit gave me this morning. What are we doing? We're praying for America, realizing that all prophetic words are conditional. And so I believe there is hope, but we must pray. And I believe that as we stand on 2 Chronicles 7:14, there will be a turnaround in this nation, but the hour is late. It's very late. And what we do, we must do quickly. And what is that? We must pray. We must repent for the sins of our nation. Pastors must call their churches to pray. We must experience a cleansing, a spiritual cleansing in churches across this land, revival in cities, as well as all across America. America, whose walls have been broken down and gates have been burned with fire, but we believe there is hope as we pray, and that is what we're doing. We are praying. If you'd like to be a part of this prayer network, go to letsprayamerica.com. Letsprayamerica.com. You can sign up, receive our daily prayer that has gone out every day for the past 3 years. You can also go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and sign up as a prayer leader, register as a prayer leader by going to 1,000 prayer leaders, and we will send you out a prayer list every week, and you'll become a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. Thank you for joining us today as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Thank you.